see 20 or 30 girls come in here every day. From small towns with big dreams. Some girls crack under the pressure. You?
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Neon Demon.
Should artistic expression have boundaries, and how much responsibility does an audience have concerning controversial themes? These are the two things I pondered when experiencing Nicholas Winding Refn's astonishing The Neon Demon recently. It's divided even the best critics. It was booed at the Cannes Film Festival, and at least one woman at my showing scurried from the theater during a particularly nasty love scene. Gorgeous and grotesque and subtly metaphored, I happen to think this is one of the best films of the year, but I recommend it only to the truly cinematically adventurous, and sadly, that is a perpetually dwindling number. Ultimately saying something important about the objectification of women, The Neon Demon is a cutting examination of the L.A. fashion model scene. It stars Elle Fanning, Christina Hendricks, and Keanu Reeves. But you should know that its plot is driven by intense violence, simulated necrophilia, and allusions to cannibalism. Some will not be able to stomach it, but I'm in the corner of art having almost limitless freedom, and I can speak volumes on how I believe filmgoers should be more daring and mature in their choices. Is that filmgoer you? Then catch The Neon Demon. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's great website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. It is at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and as always, Mark will be back next week. Do you eat in the car? Is it really legal to be able to eat in a car? I guess it must be if we have all of these drive-through restaurants. They don't expect you to sit there and eat your burgers and everything else in the parking lot after you get it or take it home. So people nosh as they're in traffic. What are some of the worst foods to eat in the car? And this has nothing to do with nutrition or for you or your body. What are the most dangerous foods to eat? Remember the woman who sued McDonald's? They handed her a cup of coffee through the drive-thru and she spilled it on herself and she sued and she won a lot of money because I guess she didn't know that coffee is just inherently hot. But anyway, foods that can mess you up and mess your car up as you're driving. Here we go. This from CheatSheet.com. The first one would be, of course, as we just mentioned, the catastrophic coffee. Now, it's not just because it's hot. Sometimes the lids don't really match up with the cups. If you go into some of these convenience stores where you make your own coffee and then you have to find the dome lid to go with the paper cup and the whole thing and all that, well, sometimes when you get out to the car, you realize that science isn't always 100% accurate because it doesn't really fit the right way. So, yeah, you go to pick it up, you squeeze it the wrong way, boom, and the top pops off and you got coffee all over the place. The other one that's really annoying is the top that has the hole in it for you to drink from. Well, what happens is if you fill the coffee up too high, you stop short, and all of a sudden you got coffee squirting out of this thing, and it's all over you and the seats and everything else. So coffee can be bad. The next one would be hulking hamburgers. Now, I'm not talking about the regular fast food hamburgers. They're pretty self-contained because there is not a lot on them. But what about a diner-type hamburger? Let's say you walk into a diner and you order one of these triple-decker things and you take it to go and you're driving around and you're going to eat this thing as you're in traffic or trying to weave your way in and through traffic. That doesn't work because you'll have pickles and ketchup and drippings of cheese and pieces of meat and onions all over the place. So hulking hamburgers, also not a good selection to dine with in your car. The next one, deadly donuts. Now, we know donuts are not good for you, but that's not what we mean. What about the ones that have stuff inside of them? Boston cream, jelly donuts. Sometimes the stuff inside these donuts, it's under pressure. So you bite into the one side and all of a sudden you're going to shoot out all of this jelly filling or whatever it would be out the other side as it explodes and then it's all over your seat. And jelly stains, folks, take it from personal experience or on you. Sometimes you have to lean over and you're on top of the gear shift eating. So if it drops, at least it's going to drop there and you hope you're going to be able to clean it up. The next one, again, these are the worst foods to eat in your car. Accidental ice cream. Ice cream is a nightmare, especially on a really hot summer day. I know you have air conditioning, but when you first get back in the car after getting the ice cream, the air conditioning has worn off from being off for a while, so it's hot, and you've got the sun peering through the windows, and so it's very difficult to keep the ice cream in one place at one time, so ice cream also a no-no. And here's one I didn't really think of. The final one on this list, terrible tacos. You ever stop by Taco Bell and get a couple of, and it's usually not the soft tacos because they're self-contained. But you ever get yourself a hard shell conventional taco and try to eat that? Same thing. You're going to bite into one end and the whole thing will start to send this seismic shiver down the shell, and you will have tomatoes and pieces of lettuce and sauced pieces of meat jumping out the other end, landing on your light-colored pants all over the upholstery. It is just not a good thing to do. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge. America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Wouldn't it be nice to have a 3-day weekend every week? How can you make it happen?
You may need to get the approval from your boss, but it can be done.
Just stop thinking about time and start focusing on results. If you can produce the desired results in 4 days, why work 5?
How can you do this? Conduct a time audit. It may not sound like fun, but it's only temporary, and it's an incredible tool to discover waste.
Here's how it works. Set an alarm for 15 minutes. When the alarm sounds, record what you're doing.
Do this for 2 weeks, then look at the data you've gathered. Determine how you can use your time better.
Then you'll get the results you want in less time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Family often tries to pressure a potential biker.
Didn't like it. Wife was even more difficult.
Other families see motorcycling as the ultimate stress reliever.
Everybody's got a bike except mom.
Family pressure. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycling.
Take a risk every time you get on one, but I love them. I just love their freedom of it. My wife rides with me from time to time. She enjoys it, but she's always a little nervous. So trust me in my riding, but we never trust anybody else.
How about you?
My dad rides, brother, sister, brother-in-law, niece. Everybody's got a bike except mom. She just never rode on her own. She always rode on the back, but she likes to ride. It's sweet. I have all family if I want to ride with all family, and then if not, there's more than enough friends.
I'm a big boy, you know. She doesn't say anything anymore.
We fast forward to the open road on 2 weeks.